Thank you for coming to my office so fast when I said I had your test results. I could have given them to you over the phone, but for something like this, it really should be done in person. So, there's good news and bad news. I'm going to start with the bad news first. I really don't know how to tell you this. Literally, you're my first real patient, and while I watch other doctors do it, I never had to be in this position before. Those tests we took, you remember those, don't you? And what I said what they could find, well, they did. It's definite. It's pretty bad, actually. But it's treatable, with a reasonably high survival rate. I won't sugarcoat what your next few months are going to be like as far as treatment and all of these side effects, but I think you can make it. You're a young man in a relatively good health despite this, and a handsome man with a good deal to live for. You'll still be handsome without your hair. It will make you look older and more distinguished, I think. Oh, that last bit wasn't the good news. I mean, it was good news, with it being treatable and everything. But I have some other news that I think, well, I hope that you will find just as good. You see, I kind of have a thing for you. You're my first patient, even suspecting that you're horribly sick, you took your chances with a girl just barely stood up in her own office. That's how it started, I think. And then when it began to discover how sick you actually were, from test after test, I fell for you a little more. Florence Nightingale syndrome, I think they call it. A nurse, or in this case, a doctor, falling for her patient. Or maybe it's just because there's the mark of death upon you. You'll definitely die without treatment and not too far off in the future. You might actually die, even with the best of treatment and that connection you have to death and the next world and all the unknown there that I want to know about. Well, it's so sexy. For instance, this scan here. I started off looking at the tumor here, right where I thought it was, but then I ended up focusing in a lower and a place that's totally healthy on you and that I didn't really have to scan then. And then I did what any healthy woman with access to multi-million dollar radiology equipment will do. I masturbated to the scan of your cock. You look a little stunned. Maybe it's the diagnosis. When I trained under other lectures, I saw that in patients all the time. But maybe, just maybe, you're overwhelmed with the thoughts of me. I'll wager you'll never had a doctor that looks like me. In med school, they used to joke that I looked more like a cheerleader than a caregiver. They did it to piss me off, but secretly, I was kind of flattered. If it weren't family tradition and my parents paying my tuition the entire way, I would have gladly forgone years of medical school for a nice little private college where I could have majored in, I don't know, English maybe, history, art, and become a cheerleader with a boyfriend. So that by the time I was getting my degree, I could have been settling down with a husband and a baby, with one more under the way. But medical school was a choice thrust upon me. If I failed out, it was off of the trust fund and probably stuck working fast food or retail for the rest of my life, if I could find a job. Except, a funny thing happened. I was good at school. I was good with people and patients and bodies and diseases and all that. I made it. Not easily, but not as hard as it was for others. Which brings me here with you. This last week of standing up in this office and seeing you and having you tested has been the first break from training and education for so long. I haven't even had time to have a boyfriend. And I think about a relationship and all that time now that I can think about that kind of thing. Well, all I can think about is you. So I can provide you treatment for your illness, but I can also do so much more for you. And you can do so much more for me. You can treat me for my loneliness and my horniness. We can make each other feel better. Studying with me right now if you like. I've canceled all my appointments for the rest of the day. Well, I don't have any other patients, but if I did, I'd have canceled their appointments. Right now, it's only you that I care for. It's you that I want to save. It's you that I want to make love to. Maybe this examination room isn't the sexiest place in the world, but I do find it kind of exciting. It's so clean and sterile, and it's so perfect for doing dirty things. Dirty things that I imagined doing with you since our first appointment, and I think you were thinking about them too. This is the same dress I wore then. It's very professional, isn't it? But still kind of sexy. Even as worried as you were about your health when I first saw you, you couldn't help but keep checking out my body, especially my legs. Well, you can take a good look at them now. Do you like the stocking? I normally would wear pantyhoses or nothing on my legs, but I started to dress specially just for you and your visit. Even a garter belt, which I've ever only worn on Halloween or something before. I think it was actually for a sexy doctor outfit. Back before I realized I was going to end up being a doctor. Well, this outfit isn't as outrageous as that one, but hopefully it's closed. If not, I think I can still have the original costume somewhere. I think I have some panties somewhere too. Well, I know I do actually. Just not with me today. But you can see that, can't you? Maybe it was just me being overly optimistic, but I was hoping that they would just get in the way today. And that look in your eye and the bulge in your pants tell me that I was right. Please pick me up. Use that strength that will help you get through all of this. Pick me up and set me down on the end of the exam table there. I'll get my dress out of the way. Hear the paper crinkle under my bare ass. It's cold and part of it pokes me, but I just love to feel. Now pull out those stirrups. As a man, you've never seen them in use, but I'll give you a crash course in how they get used. Just keep pulling, then they should lock into place. I'm not supposed to, but I'll just leave these shoes on. I like the shoes. They'll fit into the stirrups just as well. There. Now I'm positioned perfectly for you to have access to me. I can lie back and look up at the ceiling. and the pretty picture they have there to distract the patient. But I'd rather look at you, I think. I want to watch you as you unzip yourself and pull your pants down. I had to feign this passion when I made you do it on your first visit, even though it wasn't strictly necessary to examine you there. I had to ignore the fact that you were getting hard. I had to fight the urge to stroke it or take it to my mouth. But now I can just watch and let everything I feel show on my face. There's lubricant on the counter, although trust me, you still need it at this point. I'm not allergic to latex if you want to go that route, but I can assure you, I'm disease free and what you have isn't infectious. You couldn't give me any medical condition that I'm not entirely willing to deal with, but we can talk about that later. For now, I just want you to take me right now, right here, on this table. I told you I was wet. See how easily you start to slide into me? Now just grab onto the sides of the table and pull yourself into me. This is officially in violation of ethics and some laws and probably other stuff as well, but fuck those. What's the use in helping people feeling better if you can't make them feel great? And this feels pretty great, doesn't it? I know it feels so right to me. Let me open up this lab coat and unbutton the front of this dress. I could get away without the bra if I held the clipboard in front of me, so I did. Now I want you to actually see them and touch them as we make love. Yes. Keep touching them. Play with them. Keep fucking me. I keep sliding on this paper, so hold me close. Don't let me get away. Don't ever let me get away. I won't let go of you either. I'm not going to lose you. Oh, please, Heather. Don't worry about the noise. I sent the nurses away for the next hour. It's just here in this office. They can't hear any noises we make here. Only we can. But they don't matter. Your distance don't matter. Only we do. We're almost there. Then slow down now. We'll never give up. Fucking leave it all you got. And give me everything you have. I won't hold back if you don't. So bad. Yes. Yes. I'm so fucking mad. I told you I'd take care of you at a first appointment. And I meant it. I'll kill you. I'll fuck you. I love you. And the fucking we just started today. The kill will start tomorrow. You'll be on disability for a bit. And the love, well, that happened the first time I saw you. Let me get up now and straighten up a little. The nurses will be back soon and I have so many things to arrange for you. But here's some prescriptions. Most of these are for side effects of the treatment. But these, well, these are to help you sexually. I don't think you'll need them because of the treatment, but I do plan on putting you through a rigorous therapy plan of my own that this will definitely help with.